Now, lawyers, more lawyers, this time acting on behalf of a class action of more than 10,000 workers with a disability. They're calling on the government to support that case. According to federal and high courts, these employees have been illegally underpaid in breach of the Disability Discrimination Act for more than a decade. But Maurice Blackburn lawyer Josh Bornstein, who's acting on that class action, says there are moves afoot within Parliament to remove their legal right to seek back pay. Welcome to Breakfast, Josh.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Let's go to the class action to begin. What are the workers contesting?
Essentially, about 10 years ago, a wage setting tool was introduced by the federal government to apply to workers with intellectual disability. The effect of that mechanism was actually to cut the workers' wages about to halve it. And it did so because it tested intellectually disabled workers basically on their intellectual capacity. The test that was used, as the courts have noted, punished them for skills that they don't actually have and they don't need to have for their work. And so when that system was challenged in both the federal courts and then an appeal was dealt with in the High Court, the courts came down on the side of the intellectually disabled employees and said this test is wrong and breaches the Act. After, as it was a test case, everyone expected after that point the federal government would rectify the problem and back pay the rest of the intellectually disabled employees, and there's up to 10,000 of them. That simply didn't happen. And so I was approached by Kirsty Wilson, who's a lawyer at ADD Legal Centre, and some barristers who were acting pro bono, and we were asked to undertake a class action, and we agreed to do so. What we didn't foresee was that we would then be faced with a battery of different and increasingly desperate manoeuvres by the federal government to block the employees getting their back pay.
Let's get to those manoeuvres in a moment, but the specifics first, Josh, of the sorts of rates of pay that we're talking about. I mean, we have a lot of discussion in this country about minimum wage. Here we have 10,000 workers getting what sort of money?
Well, nothing like the minimum wage. Some of them earn as little as 9% of the minimum wage, up to 99 cents per hour in some cases. It varies quite widely. Some earn $2 an hour, some $1.50, some even less than 99 cents an hour. So it's nothing like the minimum wage, and as I say, probably typically less than 10% of the minimum wage.
And these were people employed by a group called Australian Disability Enterprises?
Yes, they're not-for-profit entities that were formerly described as sheltered workshops. The employees do a range of manual tasks, quite repetitive tasks, packaging and the like.
And what's the relationship then to government?
Government has part funds the centres, but the centres are also expected to try and operate along commercial lines. Some are more successful than others.
And was it ADE that imposed this test that so dramatically reduced the money being given to the employees?
No, it was the government who introduced the test and the ADE then implemented it.
And what sort of back pay are we talking about? Is there a total figure there?
No one knows. The government, I think, is the only body that has that information. We don't know because it requires a detailed breakdown of pay for a very large number of people, and they've all got different hourly rates, and the relevant information, I think, is in government departments and hasn't yet been shared with us.
It's complicated. Now, you would expect, Josh Bornstein, for the government to, and this can sometimes look heartless, but for government authorities to defend their budgets, that the government lawyers would, of necessity, have to resist this sort of a claim, for this sort of a class action, or this sort of a claim for this sort of back pay. Is there anything wrong with the government department resisting in that way?
I think you can start from first principles and look at it a little bit differently. Why are we paying employees less than 10% of the minimum wage in this country? That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. In the UK, employees with disabilities get minimum wage. In the US last year, despite the eye-watering inequality problems in the US and the political gridlock, legislation was carried last year with bipartisan support that restricted the ability of employers in the US to pay employees with disability anything other than minimum wage. In this country, it's a backwater for people with disability.
The fact is here too, the government did far more than simply contest this lawyer to lawyer. They introduced legislation to try and block the paying of back pay.
They exhausted their appeal rights. They sought an exemption from the Disability Discrimination Act from the Human Rights Commission. And one of Graham Innes' last acts as Human Rights Commissioner was to reject the government's claim. And then, extraordinarily, the government introduced legislation which was designed to blow the back pay claim out of the water. Effectively, it was an act or a bill that went before the Parliament late last year that proposed a system where the employees could get up to half of their back pay if they renounced their legal rights to the rest of it.
So a stick and a carrot.
Correct. The federal government sent a very clear message to us that the employees could take up to half of their entitlements or else the class action would be fought tooth and nail for the next however many years.
So we have some of the most disadvantaged workers in the country working for a pittance. It's found that they have cause to be back paid because the circumstances in which they were paid that pittance are found to be illegal. Not only does the government resist that, but the government passes legislation to remove the right of those workers to claim that back pay.
It didn't thankfully pass by one vote in the Senate.
It passed the lower house, but found it in
the Senate. And then I changed career and became a lobbyist together with my colleagues and tried by hook and by crook to get the Senate to reject the legislation. And late last year, our efforts bore fruit by one vote.
So the government, with all the other things it had to contest in the Senate, with all its competing demands there for its lobbying time on crossbenches, devoted effort to denying this unspecified quantity of back pay to intellectually disabled workers.
Yes, and one of the most extraordinary, look, it was extraordinary in many ways. One, because I got an insight into how much pressure and how under-resourced the crossbench senators are when they are dealing with large volumes of legislation. That was quite eye-opening for me, just to see how they can be easily swayed by government misinformation. Ultimately, though, it was also an insight into Jackie Lambie, who departed from her PUP colleagues on this very issue. I think it was just before she formally split. And it was her efforts together with John Madigan, Nick Xenophon and the Greens and the Labor that ultimately delivered the one vote result.
That was then, Josh Bornstein. You claim, as I understand it, that the Assistant Minister for Social Services, Mitch Fifield, is planning to run this again in the Senate in February?
Well, as soon as the vote went down, we were very quickly contacted by the crossbench senators and told that Mitch Fifield was on the phone lobbying, saying he was going to reintroduce the legislation and it was going to come back on in February. And then one of the crossbench senators then asked for a further briefing to just make sure that he had cast his vote in the right way. And so we provided a further briefing.
Presumably your new life as a lobbyist will continue.
I hope not. I hope not. It's not good for your blood pressure.
Josh Bornstein, thanks for joining us. Undoubtedly, they're fighting the good fight.
Thank you very much, Jonathan.
Josh is a Maurice Blackburn lawyer, acting on that class action that we have described. About thousands of workers with disability contesting the pittances that they were paid in a series of disability enterprises, wanting their back pay, which the government seems disinclined to deliver. It's 16 minutes to nine.